In keeping with Farm Credit Canada's, FCC's, commitment to providing timely and relevant economic insights to Canada's agriculture industry, FCC Chief Agricultural Economist J.P. Gervais shares five key economic trends in agriculture to watch in 2019. Gervais says while the following five trends are on FCC's radar, there are many other trends helping to shape this year's outlooks for various sectors within Canada's agriculture and agri-food industry. He encourages those in the industry to follow the trends that are most helpful in protecting and improving their business's bottom line. The first trend, he says, net cash income plateauing. He says price volatility, higher input costs, and weather-related challenges in many parts of the country over the past year took a toll on Canadian net cash income in 2018. Final calculations, he says, will likely show it decreased and its forecast to plateau in 2019. The second economic trend, he says, are ripples in the flow of trade. Gervais says Canada already has some well-established trade agreements in key markets, but he says geopolitical tensions resulting in tariffs and other trade barriers will likely continue to disrupt traditional trade relationships and could possibly open new markets at the same time. And Gervais says despite the volatility of the international trade environment, Canadian agriculture is well positioned for export growth in 2019 and beyond. The third economic trend, according to Gervais, is global supply and demand fundamentals shifting. He says different trends in agriculture are building world supplies of agricultural commodities, but large productivity gains bear special mention. Global production growth in recent years has helped replenish stocks and better equip the markets to absorb potential weather-related supply shocks. With world demand for food still robust, Gervais says higher production has been needed to meet the pace of increase. This is having lasting repercussions on prices and revenues for Canadian farmers in a range of sectors, and he says this trend is expected to continue in 2019. Gervais adds producers who want to see what's coming should actively monitor global weather patterns and production updates as the South American crop year wraps up. And he says to keep an eye on China and the U.S. when it comes to global agricultural markets. The fourth economic trend, according to Gervais, is tighter profit margins mean taking calculated risks. He says it's difficult to anticipate with much precision the domestic supply of various commodities in 2019. With little chance of real growth in commodity prices this year and possibly higher farm input costs, Gervais says Canadian farmers will need to properly evaluate the outlook for profitability along with the associated risks. He says risk management will become an even more significant component of success. Gervais says Canadian producers need to find ways of reducing costs while increasing productivity from their existing operations. And the final trend, according to Gervais, is what he calls welcome to the golden age of protein. Gervais says Canadian producers of both animal and plant-based protein stand to gain buyers both at home and abroad as markets around the world are embracing a wide variety of protein products. He says this trend will continue in 2019 and beyond as plant and animal proteins serve different segments of the global market. J.P. Gervais is Farm Credit Canada's chief agricultural economist.